You have to listen to them both, Mameha went on. Here's my second. One time I went with several geisha to Osaka to entertain at the home of Akita Masaichi. He was a famous businessman who'd made a fortune before the war. After we sang and drank for hours, Akita-san fell asleep on the mats, and one of the other geisha snuck us into the next room and opened a big chest full of all kinds of pornography. There were pornographic woodblock prints, including some by Hiroshige. Hiroshige never made pornographic prints, said Pumpkin.
Yes, he did, Pumpkin, the chairman said. I've seen some of them.
And also, Mameha went on, he had pictures of all sorts of fat European women and men and some reels of movies.
I knew Akita Masaichi well, said the chairman. He wouldn't have had a collection of pornography. The other one is true. Now really, chairman, Nobu said, you believe a story about a man's voice coming out of a well? I don't have to believe it. All that matters is whether Mameha thinks it's true.
Pumpkin and the chairman voted for the man in the well. The minister and Nobu voted for the pornography. As for me, I'd heard both of these before and knew that the man in the well was the true one. The minister drank his penalty glass without complaining, but Nobu grumbled all the while, so we made him go next.
I'm not going to play this game, he said.
You're going to play it or you're going to drink a penalty glass of sake every round, Mameha told him.
All right. You want two stories? I'll tell you two stories, he said. Here's the first one. I've got a little white dog named Kubo. One night I came home and Kubo's fur was completely blue.
I believe it, said Pumpkin. It had probably been kidnapped by some sort of demon. Nobu looked as if he couldn't quite imagine that Pumpkin was serious.
The next day it happened again, he went on tentatively. Only this time, Kubo's fur was bright red.
Definitely demons, said Pumpkin. Demons love red. It's the color of blood. Nobu began to look positively angry when he heard this.
Here's my second story. Last week, I went to the office so early in the morning that my secretary hadn't yet arrived. All right, which is the true one?
Of course, we all chose the secretary, except for Pumpkin, who was made to drink a penalty glass of sake. And I don't mean a cup, I mean a glass. The minister poured it for her, adding drop by drop after the glass was full until it was bulging over the rim. Pumpkin had to sip it before she could pick the glass up. I felt worried just watching her, for she had a very low tolerance for alcohol.
I can't believe the story about the dog isn't true, she said after she'd finished the glass.
Already, I thought I could hear her words slurring a bit.
How could you make something like that up?